This edition of The Sessions at Midori House was first broadcast on the 9th of January 2016 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
Can you turn it up a little bit? Just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House. I'm Holly Fisher. The first guest to grace the Monocle 24 studios in 2016 is Dutch pop singer Jana Schraa. Her former band Room 11 were a Netherlands hit back in the noughties, but since leaving them in 2009, Jana has gone it alone with two solo records firmly under her belt, the most recent of which, Ponzo, she released last year. Her music has always derived from pop, but Jana is now exploring a slightly more melancholic side to her work, as we'll find out later when I catch up with her. For now, here's Jana Schraa performing Speak Up.
Apologize, compromise, stand in line, you're just fine. Not hungry, oh, you might allow yourself to speak up. Speak up. You're in control, staying small, know it's right, black or white. Simple dress is not too tight. Oh, you don't speak up, speak up. Don't hide your mouth behind your head, say it now, you're loud, I'm waiting. Don't pretend you know it all, I'm waiting. Don't be scared to fall. Have a size, analyze, watch the fight, stay up all night, close the door, pace the floor. Oh, you don't speak up, speak up. Don't hide your mouth behind your head, say it now. You're loud, I'm waiting. Don't pretend you know it all, I'm waiting. Don't be scared to
Jana Schraa, welcome to The Sessions at Midori House. Thank you very much for playing for us today.
Thank you for having me.
What we just heard was quite a stripped back version of some of the songs that you do. You normally, if someone bought your album, it's maybe a little bit more poppy, whereas this was almost a sort of folk vibe. Is this how you do you perform like this normally, or is this just for sessions?
Yeah, sometimes it just depends. Right now, I haven't brought my own band from Holland because I'm here on my own, and my friend Jess Ashurst, who's playing guitar, just said, yeah, let's do it. And let's bring in Dan McKenna, who's playing bass. And it's really nice to play with new people, my own songs. And it's important to me that I write songs that are able to stay alive when they're just played by guitar or piano.
Do you find you sort of discover a different side to your songs when you play them in that different way?
Yeah, well, you focus more on singing, I realize, because sometimes when you produce a song and it gets like all kinds of strings and you know, horns and whatever, I try to be as simple as possible. But yeah, if I sing this way, like with guitar and bass, then it just comes down on vibe and your voice and just every little bit you can hear. So you just get more focused, I think. And I like that. The song is called Good Now.
About to change direction. Why am I hungry for more? Always on the run. Why am I longing for reaction? Why?
Back in the noughties, you were with your band Room 11 and you saw quite a lot of success, especially in your home country, the Netherlands. How was it for you going solo?
It was time, because if you're in a band that is successful, then audiences kind of have an expectation of what you're going to do. So it's really hard to break out of the style that you were in. And I felt like it was a little box and it got smaller and I wanted to break out and wanted to do other things.
And did you want to take a new musical direction?
Yes, well, yeah. I felt a little bit locked up in that little... It was pop jazz. And as soon as we tried to make it a little bit more folk or darker, then, like, people like the happy songs, you know? So it was time for me to get out and see some more of the world, as like musically. And I immediately went to Sweden because I really love the sound that they're making in Stockholm. Not all of it, by the way, but like there's some really good people there. And I really like the pop side of it.
How do you like to write music? Because you're obviously you're over here writing in the UK at the moment. You said you went to Sweden to get influences. Do you like to write alone or with other people? What's your creative process like?
I love to write myself because I get into this really strange vibe. Like sometimes it's really nice to be on your own and just to get into that sort of, how do you say that? Psychedelic? No.
Experience. A trance.
Yeah, sort of trance thing. But if you write together with someone, it's always like you are, it's more like playing. And I like that too. It's like you're both in the same game and you try to make it work. And I like that too.
And you released your album Ponzo last year. What can people expect from the stuff that you're writing at the moment? Will it be kind of a similar pop vibe, or are you going to take things a bit darker?
Well, I realize that my voice is best in some songs, like in the mostly the slow, intimate songs. So I'm trying to see if I can make an album that has like one vibe instead of like, because most of my albums really go from really happy to really, you know, sad and like in between. But I would love to make an album that has one kind of emotion to it. But I don't know if I will succeed in that. We'll see.
Have the happy album and the sad album.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, two sides.
And I was looking on your website earlier and I see that you are also an artist and you paint. There's so many paintings on your website. Who are these people that you're painting?
They mostly start from a picture that I see, but then they develop into new people. And for me, it's always like a little journey, like to try to make a character that has a very strong character. I like to look at pictures like people and portraits of people that have, you know, this whatever look in their eyes. And yeah, sometimes I work like in groups, so working towards an exhibition. So last time I based other portraits on Transylvanian aristocrats, which was based on a book that I read about.
I mean, that's a different way of expressing yourself through painting. Do you find that there's certain parts of you that you put into your painting, whereas you leave the rest for your music, or is there a crossover?
Well, it's like, I think painting is connected to producing like a song, because you add like little layers, you know, like you think a little bit blue there, and sometimes you have that with a song as well. You think, oh yeah, let's do violins here, or, you know, it's more like, I think the connection is in creating something from scratch. The song is called Everything I Do, Ooh, Ooh. Hello, big city, full of noise. There must be a lot of choice. What a joy, oh boy, where are you? Your car is parked in every street. Your name is written on license plates. What a treat, I repeat. Where are you? Everything I do, everything I do, everything I do. My heart open, unaware. You had time to build a house in there. I gave you tools and money too. I'm a fool. Now you talk to me from inside. You wake me up in the middle of the night. So ashamed I hear your name. Nothing new. Everything I do. Everything I do. Everything I do, I think of you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Everything I do, ooh, ooh, ooh. Everything I do, ooh, ooh, ooh. Everything I do, I think of you. I could have been a dancer. I wasted so many Friday nights. I could have been a dancer. I wasted so many Saturday. This could have been the answer. I should have danced my head off all those weekends instead of renting movies with you. Oh.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guest was Dutch singer Jana Schra. You can find out more about her music and art at janaschra.com. That's JANNESCHRA. This show was mixed by Alex Funnell and produced by me, Holly Fisher. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music, but for the time being, thanks very much for tuning in.